Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Check 1, 2. Okay, what's up, guys? What up? Welcome to Handlebar Sessions. We are here. You may notice that it looks a little different.
Yes,
just Rafi and I, but I'm actually really excited that it's the two of us, because I think we've mentioned this on the podcast, but that car ride that you and I had, we were driving from Oklahoma City back to Dallas, 10 o'clock at night, and we were talking about the podcast. At some random
gas station.
At some random gas station, we started talking about the podcast. And then we talked about if we did the podcast, we need to pick up two girls. That way there's four of us. And then obviously—
Pick up two girls. No,
like, you know what I'm saying. Like, so there right, four of us are having a conversation.
And yes, your sister.
So we said, Elissa, amen, my sister and my wife, not worldly pickup. That's come crazy. On. Like, okay. have a I'll squad. Cover have a, yeah, cover me. So here we are, Handlebar Sessions. What is Handlebar Sessions? So we wanted to do bite-sized, shorter topics. I'm looking at the camera now, I think, which was against the rules. But now here I am looking at the camera because I'm telling you about this.
Yes.
And it's Handlebar Sessions. I wanted to call it something else, but I was outvoted. So we stuck with Handlebar Sessions. If you have a name after watching this, you can submit it to us and we'll let you help us name these. But we're going to do shorter sessions, 10 minutes instead of 15. It's just two of us instead of four. And you're going to notice each one is going to have a different two of the hosts.
Yes.
So this one is Rafi and I. Maybe it'll be Elissa and Sarah Beth. Maybe it'll be me and Sarah Beth. Maybe it'll be me and Elissa. Mm-hmm. But just shorter sessions to go through the questions. We have had we're close to 1,000 questions submitted from all over the world. And so it's really cool. Some of them are full length episodes, but we want to get into some of them today.
Yeah, let's do it.
So here we are. All right.
Sick.
Do we drum roll when it's two of us?
Of course.
All right, drum roll here. Chase is going to throw us a question. That's an awkward drum roll, but here, I got you. All right, what's the question?
This is from Marianne Immatility from Switzerland, age 23. Should Christians listen to secular music?
Boom. Whoa. Okay, Marianne Immatility from Switzerland. How old? They're 23 and they're asking, should Christians listen to secular music? Beyonce, Coldplay, John Mayer, Biggie, Tupac.
Yeah.
What is the song? Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch.
Why that one?
We've been listening to that one.
Rosie loves that song. To be honest.
All right,
can tell what I'm going to say already.
We're going to do a 10-minute timer. Start now. Lord, direct our conversation.
Yes.
Handlebar Sessions, episode one. It's a go. Should Christians listen to secular music? Rafi.
You tell me. Oh my gosh. I just got transported back to middle school when we would do like fasts and like everyone around me would be like, I'm fasting secular music. Like I'm trying to lock into God, which.
You had that as a middle school experience?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, maybe our middle school days were different.
Did you go to public middle school?
No, I was. Okay, you know.
You're right.
I was homeschooled.
I forgot there for a second. I went to public school, so that was not.
Right.
Totally different upbringings.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just think honestly, I'm thinking about the episode that we did. Was it about alcohol? I think it was the one about alcohol where we talked about Romans 14.
Okay.
Where basically whatever's not from faith is sin.
Sin, yeah.
14, I think 23. This definitely falls under this category of like, there's nothing in the Bible that tells you can't listen to secular music. I think it's clear we have the freedom to choose. And so the question is then, why are you doing it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can think of times where I've listened to secular music and literally encountered the Lord. Like secular. And that phrase is hard because God created music. So to say that it's worldly, it's like those people using their giftings from God to make music that God created can't really be worldly. Like the devil can't create. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, to me, all things come from him and all things are going back to him. Somehow that is working together to glorify him. Now, I'm not saying the message of all these songs is glorifying God. It's definitely, there's some twisted music out here.
Right.
And I will say there's nothing like music that can unlock the heart, like your heart. Music bypasses your mind so quickly, and the message of that song can really affect you emotionally. Like I think of times where I was really depressed and I would blast. I'm in the car listening to Drake because that music like made sense with what I was feeling and drew me into right. depression. And it was, wow. and I think I
gave you language for something you were feeling.
Oh, not even language. I mean, some of you will understand what I'm saying, but there's a specific song I'm thinking of called Teenage Fever. And when the bass,
it's by Drake.
Yes. And when the bass comes in, it was like, it was my heart connected to that in that moment, the sadness, like, I don't know what it was. And so there is something about that originated with God that was twisted over time. But not all music, not all secular music, like people who don't know God, are making music that reflects beauty, the beauty of nature, the beauty of love. I mean, and there are, like, who out here is Christian making songs that you can really listen to while you're, like, breaking up with someone? Like, no one. And so sometimes you got to listen to Adele because that's the only person, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And so I think there's a beauty to it. But I think it's like, why and what heart, what's the purpose?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, totally. I'm thinking through just the question, should Christians listen to secular music? I think you have to be careful to ask questions like that because you're taking a topic and you're blanket stating the entire body of Christ. Sheesh. Should we do this and should we not versus asking the Lord on a topic like this, should I do this? And should I not?
Right.
Like I think about when we've talked alcohol, when we've talked tattoos, when we've talked, like there's been sometimes disagreements at the table, yet what we do agree on is that Jesus is Lord. Mm. He's Savior of our life. We're following him. We're doing the best to live in holiness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the should question I think is where it can get dangerous because then it's like, it's no longer should I listen to secular music, but then it becomes should we? And then when you're like, well, I'm over here having this encounter with God, he's speaking to me through
cigarettes.
Yeah. And then I can't receive what God is doing in your life because no, we shouldn't. You see what I'm saying? So I think you should be careful, but you brought up Drake. And for me, when I was 17, 18 years old, I was not walking with God. I was far from him. And I was getting high almost every weekend. And I had a lot of depression as well. And I remember I would get high, I would go home, I'd sit in the shower and I would put Drake on. It's crazy that you bring up Drake. And I would sit in the shower and listen to Drake and I felt like someone was giving me language to the pain I felt in my heart.
Yeah.
But then when I got saved, I would try to go listen to some of those same albums that I would listen to. And it was like, now I realized, wow, I never realized before that I was being like persecuted by profanity. You know what I'm saying? Like all of a sudden, like profanity is like, it's just everywhere and you're aware of it. And I remember feeling a conviction that I didn't feel before. And this wouldn't be for all music, but this was specifically for albums like this. I grew up with a lot of hip hop and R&B and unedited, just the raw, And I remember I had a dream. Mm. And in the dream, you know, the Statue of David, the famous Statue of David?
Yeah.
You know, and where is it at? In Rome? Okay. I had a dream that maybe it's in Rome, maybe it's not, it's in Europe somewhere, but I had a dream that the Lord was crafting one of those of me.
Wow.
And in the dream, it zoomed into my face and the Lord was working on the details of my eyes. He was working on the details of like the wrinkles in my eyes, the freckles, all of those things. And in the dream, it zoomed way in and the Lord started pulling music notes out of like a bag that he had, like it was a tool bag. He started pulling out music notes and he was throwing them and they were doing the fine details on my face.
Whoa.
And I remember waking up and I had had that dream and I remember processing that dream with the Lord. And I remember the Lord spoke to me and said, what you listen to will determine the little details of who you're becoming. Sheesh. And it put a deep conviction in me not to cross out all, you know, we talk about secular versus sacred, but all secular music, but it did put a conviction in me to beware what I listened to. For instance, did it have a lot of profanity? What was the message of the song? What were things that were not in the heart of God that for me personally, I cannot listen to? Now, I do believe like it's not healthy for, you know, Christians just to be listening to what's not lovely, what's not pure, what's not, you know what I'm saying? But I think you just have to be really careful with the overarching should we as a whole versus, Lord, what are you speaking to me? How are you leading me?
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. Like basically the idea of just how music is so much better than like words. Like there's a guy named Ray Hughes that always talks about worship music, and he says, yeah, and he says like, if you show me what you're singing now, I'll show you what you believe in 5 years.
Wow.
And so there's something about music that sticks with you more than a sermon or a lecture or a teaching or information, because, and the people who know about science can tell me, but because I think when you sing, it triggers like every section of your brain. Because you're having to say words and think of music, and it's like way different. It's like triggering all these things in your brain. So wow. If you sing it, it's like really affecting how you are. And I felt like the Lord with that vision is just giving you perspective into how he sees. Like he knows when you were connecting with your pain through Drake, it was actually wiring your brain to believe things about yourself.
Right.
And so in the same way,
which would lead me down a path that like was not healthy.
Yeah. You know, and it would have formed the details of who you were, and you would look like a completely different person than you do now.
Right.
But you know, that's like, to me, I think that's why it's so important. And I think I want to say like two things. You should listen to your convictions. If you start to feel uncomfortable, you should lean towards just turn it off. Like don't enter, you can enter that conversation with God, but if something starts to make you feel like, should I be doing this? Just shut it off. Like it's because like you don't know all of what's happening and your discernment's given to you to protect you from that stuff. But at the same time, I think you should feel free, especially if you're a musician, to explore like aspects of music that you haven't before and to discover things that make your heart feel alive.
Yeah.
And you, I know that you will find, because Christian music needs a renaissance.
Right.
Like music for God needs a renaissance. It's like we used to be on top a few hundred years ago, and now we're making like mostly pretty mid music. And just like I'm ready.
Christian rap. Like there, no one listens to Christian rap, and then Kanye releases an album. Right. Jesus is King. You know.
Yeah. Because Kanye gave himself permission to create. Gave himself permission to explore all this stuff. And so you can so easily make a law out of this. That's what you said at the beginning.
Which is what you need to be careful not to do.
Yes. But as long as it remains a conversation with you and the Lord, and you do what you're doing out of faith, that's what, you'll be safe in this. No matter what you're doing, he'll protect you.
Yeah.
You know, he's able to keep you from stumbling.
10 minutes.
Boom. Amen.
Amen. Bro, so what handlebar would you give? Let's give the handlebar like this. Let's give the handlebar. How would you give a handlebar for someone personally, but then also someone who's asking the question for maybe a community? Maybe someone who's leading a community. I can think within the last week, I was in another community and the leader of that community was asking me a similar question to this. Mm. But he was asking me not necessarily for himself. He was asking me because he was leading young people who were a little immature in the faith, and they were asking, what is the line for us when it comes to secular music? And he didn't know how to answer them. So how would you give a handlebar? And I'll give one to you, but for personal, but then also for a community.
Yeah.
Like think of the youth pastor leading teenagers. Think of the young adult pastor leading young adults. Think about the worship leader wanting to raise up, you know, other worshipers, and they're asking this question. I want a song, right? But you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just say personally, I feel like half my handlebars are this, but bring your heart before the Lord and ask why. Why am I listening to this? You know, and if it's like, it makes my heart feel alive, like it inspires me to create, like those things honor God. But if you're noticing or you feel the Lord bring up, like, actually, this brings me to a place where I feel sad, I feel depressed, or I feel angry, or it brings me to a place where I want to start doing these things, then just be quick to just move on. And then I would say, from like a leader's perspective or for like a community, I think there's a lot of conversations around this that can make you feel afraid. Like, oh my gosh, if they start listening to this music, it's just a role. Like, you know, they'll be on drugs and they'll be this and they'll leave the faith and all this stuff. And that's just fear, that which is from the enemy. Like,
yeah,
every one of those thoughts is from the enemy. That's not how the Father approaches this. Yeah. And so I would just say, you as a leader, check yourself. Am I doing this out of fear or am I doing it out of love? And I think if you follow the leading of love, it will cause you to slow down and to make a relational connection with whoever you're leading, yeah, so that you can actually enter a conversation where you can grow with them. And it's not like you should stop doing that. And then they just stop talking to you about it and keep listening to whatever they do.
I'm thinking when it comes to community, I didn't have this thought till just now, but I think my handlebar would be, you want to lead them to Jesus, not to an expression of a denomination or a religious, you know, thing. Like, well, here's the religion. Let me lead you to this. You want to lead them to Jesus. And I think in leading people to Jesus, he will lead them through something like secular music, you know?
Yes.
And so how can you shift the conversation from, let's talk about what you can and cannot do with music and talk about who you're beholding, what, you know? And then it would lead me to my next, my personal handlebar would be to invite the Spirit of God into your music choices.
Yes.
Because I think about the 1975. I love the 1975. And they have the song, I think it's called The Sound, but I know the lyrics are, I know when you're around because I know the sound. I know the sound of your heart. Remember when I first heard that? I started thinking about how almost the Lord is the one, you know, I know when your presence is around because there's a sound, you know, you can just get lost. And the point is inviting the Spirit of God into your music choice. Because if I were to go listen to things that I listened to in high school when I was doing drugs, I think I would feel a grieving in the Holy Spirit's heart for some of that stuff. And that's what keeps me away from the music, not the should and should not of Christianity, of religion, you know? So,
dang.
Listen to secular music or don't, but behold Jesus and invite him into it.
Yes.
That's it.
I love that. I don't feel like I needed to be here. You just popped off.
All right. Handlebar session. That's the first one.
We
love you guys. We're out.